Let's shed some light on a proverbial question. To lease or to buy? We're not talking about your next car, but your next solar panel. The number of U.S. homes with solar panels has risen dramatically in just a few years. And one big reason for that is many leasing programs require little or no money up front. Here's NPR's Jeff Brady.
In northern New Jersey, two neighbors follow different paths to get their solar panels.
I'm Elizabeth Ebinger. I live in Maplewood, New Jersey, and I bought the solar panels on my roof.
And I'm Elizabeth's neighbor, and we lease the panels on our roof.
And your name?
It's Tim Roebuck.
Elizabeth Ebinger chose to buy partly because she enjoys the nitty-gritty of owning solar panels. Everything from figuring out her eligibility for government incentives to crunching the numbers.
I have to confess that I do maintain a spreadsheet that analyzes the details of our expenses and our payback.
Her system cost $35,000. A mix of federal and state subsidies helped reduce that price tag, and then there's the savings on her utility bill each month. Ebinger has calculated how long it will take to recoup her investment.
We're currently looking at a less than 10-year payback on the system, and we're hoping that the panels will last through their warranty, which is 25 years.
If all works out as planned, Ebinger will have 15 years of free electricity. Next door, Tim Roebuck took a less hands-on approach to installing solar panels. He signed a 20-year lease.
I pay $69.25 per month for those panels.
That payment replaces his monthly electricity bill. Roebuck says the lease payment will go up, but he's betting his power bill would have gone up even more. So he expects to save money too, just not as much as his neighbor.
And I didn't have to do anything in battle with the tax credits and that sort of thing.
The company that installed his panels gets to keep the government incentives, but it also maintains his panels. Roebuck says if paying up front for solar were the only option, he probably wouldn't do it. And down the road, if he wants to buy the panels, he can at a discounted price.
It was a very simple, easy thing for me to do. It was a low-risk thing because I didn't have to pay anything. So that's it. That's why we did it.
So Ebinger bought her panels because she could save more money over the long term, and she enjoys navigating the details. Roebuck chose to lease because it was simpler and didn't require cash up front. Those are pretty much the reasons most people choose to buy or lease, says John Farrell. He's with the Institute for Local Self-Reliance in Minneapolis.
But I think I, in general, would say I favor ownership simply because it means keeping more of the dollars over the lifetime of that solar panel in the pocket of the owner.
Farrell's group has a calculator on its website to help you figure out the cost of owning versus leasing solar panels.
For example, in Chicago, Illinois, not particularly the sunniest city around, but you could save over the 30-year life of a solar panel about $6,200 were you to own that system outright.
A lease still saves that Chicago resident about $4,000.
So both are a good deal from the standpoint of saving money, but ownership is about a 50% better deal.
If you don't have the cash, Farrell says you can borrow money for solar panels. He plans to take out a home equity loan for panels on his house in Minnesota. He also points out that leases aren't available everywhere. They're mostly in sunny states that have generous subsidies. Now, back to our original question. Is buying or leasing solar panels better? Farrell's advice? Consider buying first. But if that's a barrier, then leasing is a good alternative. Jeff Brady, NPR News.